You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I have five new likes. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh no. See, conservative. Done. Mm. We're done here. Not even doing it. No.
Oh my goodness, we are back. We are back. I feel like I just screamed, oh my goodness, into your little earphones, your little AirPods that you put inside your ear. I have been watching a show that has a Southern accent in it, and so it's bringing out mine. I'm starting to notice. I do. If you don't know this, I am from the South. So I have, yes, been hiding my Southern accent for a very long time since... I'm not going to use a real name. I went to a Catholic school in middle school, and we'll call her Sister Claire. Sister Claire was a cunt. Could not stand her. She could not stand me. We went toe-to-toe plenty of times. But I think it was seventh grade, I think. I had to read the, what is it? It's like feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, clothe the naked. It's like a, it's not... I don't know. I am a full-blown atheist at this point, so I don't remember any of these things. Anyways, I said clothe the naked because in the South, a lot of people say naked instead of naked. And let me tell you, that son of a bitch, that sister cunt said, I'm sorry, what did you say? And I said, clothe the naked. Like, what's happening? I already am painfully shy. I already hate speaking in public to the class. It was a very small class. Our graduating class was a class of 14 people. I am not shitting you. Yes, I had a lot to learn socially, and I'm still working on it when I went to high school. It showed. Do you know what I mean? Like, it showed. If you were like, if you met me in high school and then were like, there was only 14 people in her last class for years, yeah, I get her now. Anyways, here we are. But anyway, she was like, naked. And then she proceeded to laugh. And then that made all the 13 other kids just laugh. Because when seventh grade, if someone's not laughing at you, you are ecstatic and you're laughing at everyone else. And to that day, I was like, and I no longer have a Southern accent. It does come out every once in a while. It's always random words. And then people are always really surprised when I can do a really good Southern accent. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm from Virginia. Virginia has like multiple sects or like vernaculars of their own Southern accent. I always love the weird tangents I go on in the intro, outro. I hope you do too, because they're not going away anytime soon. Because let me tell you, our episode, nothing about Catholicism, nothing about Sister Cunt, nothing about my own insecurities from the past. But yeah, this is actually a re-recording because we've got some show dates coming up and I gave you the incorrect dates. So if you are listening to this episode on February 15th, we are in Punchline Philly. We are in Philadelphia. And then the 16th, we are in Richmond, Virginia at Firehouse Theater. I will be back in my roots. I'm actually not from Richmond, but I'm like an hour away from Richmond originally. And then we are going to be on the 17th in the venue that I hold near and dear to my heart that has been so good to me and so good to us, that has reaffirmed why I love touring and why I love this show, the live show, and why it's all been worth it, like the highs and the lows. And that is Black Cat DC. Black Cat, if you're hearing this, I love you so much. I couldn't do this without you and Lindsay, and just thank you. I don't think anyone will hear it, but just putting it out there in the world. It's a great venue if you've never been. Kesha's performed there, which I always love being like, I performed on a venue or on a stage that Kesha has been on. Anywho, a lot of great comedians, a lot of great musicians, just a really, I just fucking love them. What's the episode about, Natalie? Can you get to the episode? Absolutely. I can, patient listener. This week I have Amanda Van Nostrand. She is so funny. She's so sweet. She's so poignant. And we go straight into dating and why it sucks. You know, a lot of it's going around right now. A lot of my friends, dating sucks. Ghosting, love bombing, all the things, right? My favorite thing about Amanda is we actually met the same time. She was on the same show that I would re-meet Aaron on. I met Aaron at a party a couple months before, and I could not stand him. Like, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I do not care. We'd re-meet at this show that me and Amanda were both billed on. And so I just love that. I love that small world situation. And for an engagement gift, we were given a big blow-up of the show listing. So it has Amanda's name on it because she was listed on the show. She was billed, and I just love that. New York feels like a very big, scary place, but it really is just a very small world left and right. And that's just really fun and sweet. And I think you will love this episode. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, review, share, tell all your friends. Love it. Laugh to it. And enjoy this episode. Do you have any questions before we start? I realized I didn't kind of like prep you. I was like, hey, do you want to do this?
You know, I listened to Kirsten O'Brien's podcast, hers today, and I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very conversational. It's very like wherever the guest wants to go. Sometimes it is completely about awkward sex and relationships and stuff, and sometimes it's absolutely not. Yeah, so... and then I always like to tell people anything that you're like, hey, you know what? I would like that cut. Feel free to let me know.
You. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
There's no pressure problem. At all. Oh, yeah. I just feel like it makes it a little bit easier too when I work in customer service. Why I said customers. When people know like, oh, I do have the ability. Like, it's not like this is out there forever. Because it is like a very intimate pod too.
Yes. Yes. No, yeah, I think I'll watch my mouth, but yeah, I also, yeah, if I decide, I'm like, never mind, don't do that one, take it out.
Okay, perfect. So usually I start just being like, you know, what's going on in your like dating life right now?
Honestly, Natalie, absolutely nothing. Like, there is nothing happening, and I got drinks with a friend a couple weeks ago and got tipsy, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to download Hinge, and of all of the apps that I have used, Hinge has lasted the longest on my phone. Like,
okay.
I normally delete within 48 hours.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I can't handle it. I hate it. It feels like... It's terrifying. It's disingenuous. Like, I can't decide if I like someone based off of a photo.
Oh, fair. Totally.
I can't do it. It is not my skill set. And so, and then by the time somebody's like, hey, girl, you know, like you, me in a bed, I'm like, ah, no, never mind. This is all moving too fast. for me. I can't do this. So, so I'm on Hinge. But I, you know.
I wish people could see the face you just made.
I don't like it. The only thing that I do like about Hinge is like the, you can leave like voice memos.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So you can at least hear how people sound because there's nothing worse than like going on a date with somebody and be like, oh, your voice wants me to claw my, like you make me want to claw my eyes out with your vocal, the way your vocal folds slap together, like makes me want to just like.
No, that's fair. I mean, everything goes
off a bridge.
Everything goes in attraction. I've heard people are having really good luck with Field right now.
I heard about Field too. You know, this is what makes me frustrated is, and you know this too, like we're out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're out and about. I'm out in the city. I'm out in Brooklyn. I'm not a secret. You know, like, I'm like, is there some reason why I just haven't, like, crossed paths with anyone? And I've been single now for a couple of years. So, yeah. You know, I'm like, insane. This is crazy.
I think a lot of things are at play, right? One, COVID fucked everything up.
Yeah.
True. And two, it is like so much like right place, right time situation. Like I was talking to a friend because so I met Aaron at a show that you were on, right? Like
right.
I met at a comedy show. He was in the audience. We were performing. And she was also like kind of commiserating and just being like, oh, like nothing's working out, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Like I have no advice, right? Like I just kind of like tripped into Aaron. And she was like, yeah, you can't give any advice. I was like, no, I'm on your side. Like, I did nothing out of the ordinary. It was just like, I almost like canceled. And, oh, thanks, babe. He's giving my phone. I almost like canceled on the show. And it was just like, if that had happened, like what, maybe someone else would be dating him from that show, you know? Like, it's like, there's just, it is like right place, right time, unfortunately. Totally.
But even like I was listening to O'Brien, and she was like, "I haven't even slept with anybody." Like, and I was like, "Yes, like I'm not even talking about like a long term relationship." You know, like so much of what she was saying, I was like, "Yes, not attracted to anybody, not seeing anybody. Like, just the drive is like super low, and maybe I'm just like too angry still, you know, be like even open to the idea of, you know, dating somebody." But it would be nice to be seen naked like sometime soon.
Oh yeah, and sometimes like I always felt like situationships were more exhausting than actually dating someone.
Yes.
Like, there's way, because it's, like, way murkier, and I don't do well with that. I'm like, this is what we are, is what we aren't, X, Y, and Z. And then some people can't handle that type of definition.
Well, and, you know, I'm in my late 30s now, and in my younger days, I look back at what I tolerated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, I don't think you've lived until you've been someone's secret. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
you don't know the world until like someone has not told their friends about you and won't allow you to meet them in a public place. Like, they have to come to your house.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
That sucks.
Oh, I remember, I was bringing up so many, like, bad memories. I remember I apologized to a man. We had talked about, like, hooking up that night. And then I decided, I don't want to hook up. And so instead of just telling him that, I just stopped responding to his texts. And what he did instead was go directly to my apartment that was way out of his way. And I'm, like, asleep at this point. I don't hear him, like, knock on the door or anything.
Oh, my God.
And then,
God.
Like, he goes back home. And he, like, Facebook messages me. I was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, you never responded. I woke up to those and felt bad and was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I think I was like, I owe you, like, a blowjob. No, I don't.
No.
no, like, you go fuck off. Go home. Go yeah. home, okay?
Yes.
That's all you had to do. And I'm, I just, yeah, the shit that we put up with.
It's bonkers. And so now what I am sort of, like, dealing with myself is, like, okay, what's allowed anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I realize that's complicated, and I realize that's gray, which is everyone's least favorite color, you know? It's just like, I don't know what I would even tolerate. I don't even know what I would even tolerate anymore. And what's also funny is, like, on Hinge, the guys that are hitting me up are between the ages of 21 and 25.
Okay.
And they're like, what do I got to do to be your boyfriend? And I'm like, oh my God.
Would you
do I just have, like, hot substitute teacher energy? Like, is that.
I was going to say, like, are you into that? Like, are you into something, someone younger?
You know, I went on a date with a guy last summer who, he picked me up at the park. We, like, chatted for a little bit. And, like, I knew he was young, but I didn't know how young he was, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was like, this is tricky. But we met up, and we met up at a bar. So I was like, okay, he's at least 21. Like, whoo, all right, I've got mm-hmm. that going for me. And just, like, talking to him and watching him eat was like –
How did he eat?
I can't watch this. I cannot. I cannot do this. It was like, I wish, I'm going to try to, like, explain this. It was like hands fisting a fork and knife. Like, not holding a fork and knife, but, like, oh, like full very, like, grip. Out. Like, ugh, and I was like, oh my God. And then, like, watching him, like, stab it with his fork and, like, shove it in his mouth. I was like, nothing about this feels good. And yeah. I'm not saying every 21-year-old man eats like that, okay? I'm sure they don't. But I'm like, I don't know. I'm not crazy about it.
And I think that's super fair to be like, you know what? No, I don't like this.
No, which, right, babies.
That's like what's, it's so freeing, but then also so isolating when you finally know what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just see it everywhere and you're like, nope, nope. Absolutely not. Nope.
Yes. But I do enjoy saying no. I like the power in no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is kind of nice to be like, oh, God, no, no. And yeah, I mean, you're right. Isolating, yes. But also at the same time, it's like, do I want it that bad? You know,
yeah.
That like I'm going to wake up tomorrow and feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then like,
I think also, it's also like, how quickly can you get them out of your apartment, you know? Because if they're younger, they're most likely coming to your apartment.
Yes.
It very much reminds me of the Sex and City episode where they're all like dating or fucking 20-year-olds in their mid-30s. And it was just like, yeah, this is actually one of your more accurate episodes.
Right.
This is right. This is what it's like. They're all hot, but they are little dummies.
Right, right, right. And so, yeah, so, like, going out with this guy, I was just like, oh, God, no, I can't do it. And then he was very nice. We ended up going and, like, grabbing another drink because I was like, we can at least, like, chat for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to, like, the language that he was using with me, like, you know, like, girls my age just don't get me.
Oh, no, that's a major red flag.
And I was like, oh, no. I was like, I said that to adult men mm-hmm. when I was in my 20s. Like, guys my age just don't get me. And it's like, they get you.
I was going to say, though, I feel like that's accurate for
yeah.
women. Because 20-year-old boys don't get anything. So it's like, it's actually kind of fair when you say it.
I guess that's true. I just heard it, the resonation, you know, the resonating in my mind of like the things that I had said. It like hit me like sense memory. And I was like, oh, God, who did I think I was telling these like mid-30s men like, oh, yeah, guys, you just don't get me, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I'm in against it.
I know, if you look back at your 20s, it's just like so embarrassing.
I don't need to do it again.
I work with a few 20-year-olds that I love. They're great. I love them all. They're all ladies. Not that that matters, but like my team's mostly women. And they'll tell me some of their boy problems, and I'm just like, if I just want to pull you 5 years ahead. I want to pull you 5 years ahead so you can see it. Because you can't see it now because you're in it. And we've all been there. Like, I've done it. Like, every 20-year-old has done this, has been in this situation. And it's not fun and it's exhausting. But the moment you are out of it, you're like, oh, my God, thank God. Like, thank God.
Yeah, it's true. And, like, the thing that I keep thinking is I'm like, wow, it's true that the more I get to know somebody, the less I like them. So, you know, I guess I don't really have an end thought to that other than that, like, I'm making fine choices. My choices are fine.
No, I mean, they are good choices, though. And it's just, I don't know. It's, you would think, especially in New York City, it'd be really easy to meet someone in person. But it really isn't. Because also, you did comedy. So in your 20s, the people you're meeting in person were comedians.
Right. Right. And look, I think I've done a very good job of not shitting where I eat.
Oh, good for you. Oh, I shat everywhere.
But see, but like in my bartending, like like shit is everywhere. Okay. Like in my 20s, I was like, I'm going to take a shit over there and I'm going to take a shit over there. And this whole place is just going to smell like my shit. Like I've done it, just not like within the comedy space, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just glad that I didn't.
I'm glad for you too, because it's not pretty. Like when I look back, I'm like, oh no, it's just, it's bad. And now I will say, like, I feel as long as they are in therapy and a little bit older,
right?
And don't think they're the funniest person in the room, there's definitely possibilities there.
Totally. Totally. I mean, I like a sense of humor, you know, I do want that. I think it's very important to the success of a relationship. It's how I feel about friendships too. It's like, I need my people around me to like want to have a good time and like play and like laugh and do all these things.
Yeah.
The problem is when it's like, no, I want you to think I'm funny. That's what makes you hot. And I'm like, no, we're not going to do it that way. No.
Oh, it's yeah.
No, it's not going to work.
No, and that's just like, I can't think of what I want, but I dealt with that with a comedian who was like definitely bigger than me. And I remember I kind of had to put him in his place a little bit. Like we had just fucked. I think I talked about this on the pod recently. We just fucked, and he was like, long story short, I was nannying in a different state and I had them come to that house because they were traveling to Boston. And so after we had, you know, fucked, I was like, hey, where are you performing in Boston? Because he always treated me like a fan or like a peer. And he was like, oh, I'm going to, I think it was Oberon. He was like, I'm performing at Oberon. And I was like, yeah, I'm performing at Oberon in September.
Yeah.
And he was like, wait, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm performing in September. I just talked to them on the phone. Like, I booked it myself. Like, I'm performing there. And the look on his face. And I was just like, you motherfucker, you really think of me as a fan, though I met you on a show. Like, we performed, on a show, the same fucking show. And the sex was so mediocre, and I faked so much. And I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And he's still, I would say, same level tier comedian, like, good for him, still doing his thing. But I was just like, you really suck. Like, you... This is all you
do. As a person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
But it is. That's like the major turnoff, right? When they're like, oh, but I just want you to find me funny. Or they can't handle. And this is a huge generalization. Like, it's not everyone. It's not all male comedians.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they can't handle if you're funnier. They really can't.
I just want to say, everyone has gifts, okay?
Everyone's gifts.
Everyone's got a gift. And some people have lots of them. But if you're about getting jealous of what other people bring to the table, you, my friend, are not a grown up.
Nope. They absolutely like, not.
Like, I can't with it. I can't.
And I just, like, can't believe how much I allowed it to happen. And how much, like, I can specifically remember certain people where I moved away. So not moved away, like, physically, but, like, step back so they could be, like, the one that was shining. And I was just like, why? Yeah.
Well, you know, lesson learned.
Mm-hmm.
Lesson learned. And I would say, you know, kind of like in this post, like, COVID, Me Too, sort of like DJ Khaled mashup that we're living in, you know, it's like, we are coming to grips with, like, sort of all of these realizations because, like, we have changed and we have grown up. And it's like, oh, wow. I almost expect to look back and cringe because I know better now.
Mm-hmm.
The problem would be that, like, if I was looking at it now and nothing had changed and I was like, oh, God, that really sucked and just, like, kept doing the same thing, then we have a problem,
mm-hmm.
you know? But it's like, yeah, looking back and being like, wow, I was just talking about this in therapy yesterday because I'm having a real issue with a lot of the straight men in my life because, mm-hmm. and I hope I don't, like, veer too off. Like, I don't even know if I've completed an entire sentence this whole time we've been talking. Like, when I was growing up, I was always like, oh, yeah, I'm a guy's girl. I know that's, like, cringy now, right? But it was like,
don't worry, did it too. You know,
right. But I was like, oh, no, I'm funny. And, you know, even if I'm not, like, the pretty one, I'm at least, like, under the radar. Like, I'm in the club. I'm in the club. And they're, like, sharing stuff with me that they wouldn't share with other people. And in turn, that led to, like, me participating in, like, specific behavior because I was like, no, I'm fun. I'm fun. This is fun. And, yeah, I'm going to be perverted and, like, weird and gross with you. And now, like, fast forward 18 years from being 18, you know, or 19 years, it's just like, oh, wow, what does it mean when I still want that, like, sort of fun version of me to still be present, but also know what I'm, like, willing to tolerate. Does that make any sense at all?
Oh, yeah. That makes complete sense to me. Because I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you're talking about, like, COVID and people, like, dealing with themselves. And I think 2022, one of the reasons why, and again, I'm not single. Like, I'm just hearing this from my single gal friends. 2022 fucking sucked for dating. Just a lot of really bad habits, like, just rear their ugly heads. Like, ghosting came back. Love bombing mm-hmm. came back. And I think it's because you started to see who worked on themselves in COVID and who did it.
Right.
And now you can't hide from it because now it's been years and you can really see and feel the difference of, like, people who put in the work and people who didn't. And so I think it is really fair to be like, hey, I know this person's really cool. Like, I know this part of me is really cool. I'm really funny. I do love being, like, perverted and X, Y, and Z. And this is what a part of me that makes me great. But I know in this context, it's not okay.
Yes.
And I'm not going to allow it seep into other parts of my life. That's just, like, you doing the work and being like, no, and setting a healthy right. boundary for yourself.
Right.
And that's just real. And, like, I really thought way more people worked on themselves, and they did not.
They really did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they did. And I do think a lot of people did, too. But, like, I think a lot of people did not.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, sorry to say, guys, but, like, there's a lot of this shit that, like, I just won't tolerate it anymore. And, like, we're not both playing this game. You're the only one playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's different when we're both playing the game together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not playing anymore. You're the only one playing. And so saying stuff to me, like what you're saying, like, now feels inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think that's so fair and so accurate. Like, it is. And then that's why I feel like right now everyone that's really worked on themselves are the ones that are like, I can't find like a partner. I can't find someone to date. I can't do X, Y, and Z. And I right. think this is that really like uncomfortable growing part. Like you're in that phase of just like, I know I don't want any of this. I don't want to be right. a part of this. And well, I do want a partner and I do want someone to get naked with and like mm-hmm. touch all the things together. It's not worth it anymore because you know it doesn't make you happy.
Yes.
In like the grand exactly. scheme of things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know too much now and it's a real detriment.
Mm-hmm. It's the blue pill, not the creepy one, like yes. the Reddit. It's like we've seen yeah. the other side. And once you see, especially I think for women, once you see the other side and you're like, oh, absolutely not. Will I never go back?
Right.
Like, I've somehow, like, fucked up my TikTok algorithm, and it's, like, all this, like, I've somehow gotten, like, all this, like, domestic violence, like, emotional abuse shit. Whoa. I don't know what I did. I think I watched one story that I was, like, what happened, girl? What happened? And now that's all I get. And it's just, like, what? And I've been in an emotionally abusive relationship long term, like, yeah. and how it could have really seeped into, like, different types of abuse very quickly. And so there's no judgment when I watch them. I'm more like, girl, get out. Like, the call is coming from inside the house. Like, get
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
Right. And you just see, like, what people still put up with. Like, if you want that, that exists in abundance. Yes. For sure.
Yes.
But you don't want that anymore, which is good.
Right. Right. Yeah, there's so much I don't want.
What do you not want?
Oh. Oh, God. Oh, man. What don't I want? I don't want dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want fun, you know? So mm-hmm. I've made the mistake of dating very dumb men, but they're really fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Surreal. And you're like, but now I can't have any, like, really, like, in-depth conversations about how I'm feeling emotionally or like what I feel like is going on in my life, you know? And so I feel like I want that in a partner. Okay, so let's see. So no one dumb.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mostly just not dumb. It's so simple. You guys, it's one thing. It's one thing, just not dumb. And like not disrespectful, you mm-hmm. know? Like, yeah, just kind of like a whole person, like a whole, like, well-aware, cognizant human of what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask what ended your last relationship?
My last relationship was my first relationship with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first time I sort of like tried that out. And it was a long-term like friend. And so it was kind of like, okay, let's try this. And it just, it got so messy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really didn't like it. I was like, oh, this is what you're like in an intimate relationship?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't actually feel good at all.
Yeah.
And I sort of felt like they were waiting for me to fuck up all the time.
Oh no.
And so it was just like, what am I doing wrong, you know? Or like, if I didn't respond correctly, like I was like in trouble, you know? Or if I didn't like
Ooh.
And so it was like really, it was complicated. And so I hesitate. So this is my thing. Like, I hesitate really to like call it a relationship because I feel like I hold that terminology like closer to the chest, I guess. And like, mm-hmm. if I was like in an actual like long-term committed relationship with somebody, like these like shorter term things, like 3, 4 months, 6 months, I'm like somebody I dated like
oh, for yeah.
an amount of time. Right. So like, yeah, the last person that I dated, that was that. And then the person before them was a guy who was very fun, but not the brightest, and an alcoholic. And so it was just like, that's a real problem too. You know, so mm-hmm. I've been through the doozies.
Mm-hmm.
I've been through kind of like every shitty choice you could make, you know, over like a period of time. I'm like, okay, I've been the secret. All right. I've gone home with a lot of people. All right. I dated somebody who wasn't that bright and like not really giving me what I needed emotionally, but we had a really good time and he was really sweet. Dated this person, you know, and I'm just like, so I haven't had many long-term I've never had what we would call an LTR.
Okay. That's fair. Aaron, honestly, was the only, like, healthy one.
Yeah.
And there was maybe one before that, the emotionally abusive one. But, like, looking back on it, I'm like, no, we just broke up and got to get back together, like, repeatedly. Like, this was not, like, a LTR.
Right. How long did you date that person?
Off and on, maybe a year and a half, almost yeah. 2 years.
Yeah. The secret guy, I think it was like a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like then, when I started asking to like hang out, then it was done.
Yep.
And I was like, wow, interesting and terrible. Thank you so much.
Aww.
Pleasure working with you.
oh, no.
But, you know, like learning so much. And like he was somebody that I didn't even tell my friends about because I knew that they would not.
They'd be like pissed.
Approve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're like, Amanda, what are you doing?
Exactly. And I'm like, no. I'm going to keep me treating myself like shit to myself. Thank you very much. I won't talk to you about it because I already know.
Mm-hmm. I will say, so right after emotionally abusive dude, he said a lot of bad things about my body. And so I was not feeling good about my body. And I was like, you know what? I just want to get back to being in love with like having sex. And yeah. I called it my year of dick. And I just like fucked for a year, truly a year, almost like to the day that we broke up, I met Aaron. And it was just one of those like, I was very, very straightforward with all these guys of just like, hey, I'm not looking for anything. I'm just looking to know that like we can have fun and have sex and then I may disappear. And that's literally what happened. And they all like organically came in and out of my life and it was great.
Yeah.
And I highly recommend it because it's just like right now, like you're doing all the work. You've done all the work.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's when I was like doing the work on me. I was like, I know I can't be there for someone like emotionally or like be a partner in any way. And oh my God, like I ghosted on Tinder left and right because I just wanted like that type of like emotional attraction, like attraction or like connection.
Yes.
So I'd do that online and ghost them and I know it's wrong and I know I use them and it's not okay. And then I would fuck these dudes in person while working on myself. And it was just like the perfect, like I feel like I got like everything I needed in this little pyramid.
That's amazing.
And I truly recommend it. I'm just being like, you know what? I would like to fuck. This is what like my parameters are. Like, do you agree?
Do you consent to those consent?
Yeah.
Right. Here's my question, Natalie. Do you frequently find yourself attracted to people? Because
oh yeah.
Okay. I am not
okay.
I can look at like if I go to the gym or on the street, I can look at somebody and be like, I can see why you are attractive. Like, I know Brad Pitt's, like, so basic, but I'm like, I see why
mm-hmm.
people think you're attractive. Am I attracted to you? No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, who I am attracted to is, like, Chris Pratt from, like, Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm. Little doughy. Little.
Oh, I just.
He got ruined when he got
in
shape.
I know. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it. There was a guy I dated briefly who I really liked and who, like, while we were dating, he's like, kind of like a bigger guy. And he was like, I'm trying to, like, lose weight. And I was like, please, just don't.
Just don't do it.
Like, you're beautiful the way you are.
You just start singing One Direction at him.
Yeah, it was like, we're just. Like, did you ever watch Freaks and Geeks?
Oh, yeah.
When their mom is at the dinner table and she's like, you have a beautiful body, you know, and all the kids are like, ah, don't say that to me. And she's like, but it's true. You both have just beautiful bodies, you know. I think of it too frequently. You have a beautiful body. What a beautiful body.
So,
you know, and so, yeah, so I don't know. I guess it's like, but I feel like if you drop me off like in downtown Chicago, I would see 10 men immediately that I'm like, yes, take me home. Take me to my hotel room right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it's not more in that like you're not attracted to a lot of people. You're just not seeing the type of person that you are attracted to like around.
Right.
Okay, yeah, right. Yeah.
And like I think the men that look like that in New York are all firefighters.
Mm.
And I don't really want to fuck a firefighter.
Okay, I'd be like, I'd be down. I don't want to fuck a cop, but I fuck a firefighter.
No, definitely no cops. No cops.
Okay.
But maybe, okay, I don't know. Natalie, you're changing my mind. Maybe a firefighter? I don't know.
I don't know. They run into fire buildings. They save cats.
Can you just throw me over your shoulder and take me up a cherry picker and fuck my brains out, please? That would be delightful.
I do think as long as their politics were good, I'd be like, this is legit. This is fine.
Right. Right.
I'm trying to think, like, what career?
Like, where are they? Where are these men?
Are you going to get a doughy man? Well, I feel like late 30s, early 40s, we're going to get a little doughier.
Yes. That's appropriate. Age appropriate.
Maybe, like, a divorce.
Yeah.
Divorce guy.
I'll take
it. Gets him on the weekends or, like, Wednesday, Thursdays. An accountant? I don't know. Someone's I don't know. I'm just like, maybe you should
maybe
get on LinkedIn.
Who has their kids, like, I don't know, like every other Monday or like they do every other weekend, you know. Like,
maybe you should get on LinkedIn and just start like.
Oh my God, just start trolling. Like,
you can message. You can message on LinkedIn.
True.
I have message
you
friends
can.
On LinkedIn.
You can.
I had a friend.
Yeah.
He did a social media detox. And he listens to the podcast, so he might hear this. But it was, like, years ago. All of a sudden, he messaged me on LinkedIn. He was like, I'm sorry, I'm not using Instagram, but I just wanted to let you know it's a good episode. Because he's, like, in a different country, so we can't just, like, text each other. And I was like,
right.
Dude, just get back on Facebook. Like, just get, like, you can.
Just
this
do
is
it.
Weird. Not weird, but.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know. Maybe reach out.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah. I don't know. I'm like. Yeah, I'm like, give me, like, some just kind of, like, I don't even know. I don't even, like, pick a job. I don't know, like, a science teacher or something, you know? Like, I think education's important. Let's sleep together.
Okay, well, Aaron's a teacher. I highly recommend teacher. I highly recommend it. They have the summers off. They want to have fun in the summer. He literally calls it Summer Aaron. He's like, I'm in Summer Aaron mode. Like, he wants to hang out. Like, he wants to do all
so
these
cute.
Things. I know. It's adorable. I'm
That's
so sorry.
Really Summer Aaron.
But, like, teachers are, like, good. They make good government money. Like, they
yeah.
make better money than comedians. I recommend.
Well, I just feel like there's something, too. Like, if there's a part of you that can tolerate being with the young people of our society, mm-hmm. you probably have a pretty good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. And you're patient. You're
yes.
smart. Usually you can communicate pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you. Like, I'm full on living my high school fantasy. I was obsessed with my high school English teacher.
Really?
Like, we are still friends on Facebook. Like,
that's funny.
I have, like, showed Aaron his picture, and he's like, I get it. Actually, hold on. He's so hot.
Please show me.
And he was just, like, a great – he's not dead. He's a great person.
He's not dead.
And was like, I don't know, like, he's been, like, fully supportive of my comedy career. So when I found out he was an English teacher, I'm not sure if you can see it. Hold on. No, it's too bright.
It's too bright.
Wait.
Can you cover the top or something? Do you know what? Take a screenshot and send it to me.
Yeah, I'm going to message you.
Yeah, send it to me.
But, like, everyone was – I'm screaming. I'm so excited about this. Everyone was in love with him. Like, any gender was in love with this man. People would go on bike rides with him, on, like, long runs with him. He came to my
cool
first
teacher.
Tour show ever. And he was just like, I'm just so proud of you. Like, you've done everything you wanted. And in no way is it weird or sexual.
That's
though I would
so
totally
sweet.
Be happy if it was.
I just rewatched Dead Poets Society.
Okay,
and I mean, I yes, but like I've always had a crush on Robin Williams. Like I would say, like as a young person, I was like, "Ooh, hello." And rewatching it, I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. still get it."
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And then if you find the teacher that is that person to other people, like it is the hottest thing in the world. It's immediately wet.
Yes.
And then one more thing. Okay. We are now deciding you are finding a teacher to date.
Okay, great.
Because yes. The teacher voice is also the hottest thing in the world.
Okay. Tell me more.
It's just like they get stern.
Ooh.
One time we were out somewhere and there was like – so he's a high school teacher. And there was like a fight amongst like –
God, what a brave man. Yes.
Oh, my God. There was like a legit like a fight happening. Outside, like in public with like kids in like high school. And I just see him like drop everything. Like, I think we're coming from the beach. He drops everything, like gets in the middle of it. And he's like, it's not worth it, y'all. It's not worth it. And his voice, and I remember just being like, I'm immediately wet. Like, I'm immediately
oh
like, everything.
Oh my God.
It was like the hottest thing in the world I've ever seen. Yeah. So hot. I'm telling you, teacher. Teacher's the way to go.
Oh, I love it. I love that. Okay, teacher. I mean, on Hinge, like a couple of the people that I've like seen that I'm like, oh, maybe because I like your job, like lawyer at ACLU.
Okay.
Or like a public defender. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Just good human, maybe, would be really nice.
I think there is something really there too. It's something I think we forget because I think we assume like everyone's decent and everyone's good. But they're really not, you know?
No.
And, like, a good human is, like, way up there than more than I realized until it was, like, given to me. And then you're like, oh, everyone I've dated was not a good human.
Right.
You're a good person. You, you care.
Yeah. And it's huge. Mm-hmm. It's just huge. It's huge. And, like, it goes beyond, like, treating your wait staff respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is very important also as a bartender. If you wave someone down, I will leave.
Oh my God. I
will leave.
There was someone who, not really my friend, it was like friends, friend from home. They had come up to visit us and we all got like way too drunk at an unlimited brunch, like in our early 20s.
Yep.
All of us that lived in the city had the wherewithal of like, okay, we're getting a little too drunk. Let's like, you know, slow down. This person like grabbed a waiter to get more like unlimited. And we were like, no, no. And it like truly kind of like ended the friendship completely. We all were just like, oh, no, 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 no. Like, you can't do that.
That did it. Mm-hmm. That did it.
Yep. And like as someone like I've worked in customer service since I was like 16, like I see you talk to anyone, anyone behind a counter in a way that's not okay. Like I will like we're done. Like we're just so done.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no patience for it at all. None whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. No, same. And it's just it is like the like you said, it's like the bare minimum.
Absolutely.
I'm just, this is like, no, do not make someone's job harder.
Yeah. And it doesn't need to be that way. You're making it more complicated by being a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really unattractive.
It is really unattractive because it just shows like how shitty of a person you are. Like you showed your true colors very quickly.
Mm-hmm. The true colors moments are my favorites too. Honestly, it's like that's what I got a lot of in 2020, 2021, 2022. Like so many true colors moments where I was like, "Huh. Okay. No, we're done here." And that's what I mean like when I like earlier when I said like the more I get to know somebody, you know, the more time that I spend with you and then you think that it's like okay to pull some shit, I'm like, "No." Just no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
There were definitely a lot of breakups, like not just relationship, like romantic, a lot of platonic platonic breakups as well. Yeah, definitely went through some.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. They're rough.
They are really hard because no one talks about them or talks about how it's exactly like breaking up with someone, and sometimes worse because you're maybe closer to them.
Yeah.
It's really hard. And like, you know, I wish those people the best, but like, I know for me, like as much as it sucked going through, it was really, really important and really, really worth it.
So necessary. And I don't regret it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I regret maybe like some ways that I acted. Like I think I maybe didn't communicate well enough. But in retrospect, I'm still just like, no, this was the right move to end this.
Right.
And now I've learned like, oh, here's like part of my toxic traits, because I think that's also not talked about either. It's like I was not innocent in this as well. Like,
totally.
There's codependency. There's like communication issues. There's like trust issues. And then you like learn and you grow from that, like, which is like what you did as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so much to admitting that also you screwed up, you know, and like, you know, a friend that I had like a pretty serious like breakup with, like we're slowly working our way like back together, which I feel like amazing. Is like really nice. But we've had a couple conversations where I was just like, I did not have the language to say how I was feeling, you know, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for that, you know, because it's like, it's not fair. It's not fair to expect people to read your mind or anything like that. But yeah, you taking responsibility is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. Like, that's so amazing. That's so exciting. I love this. And I just think that's also just such a good example of why it is so worth still doing this. And now I totally. Like you're finding yourself in a spot where you guys can grow and probably even get closer and like stronger.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Well, absolutely. It's like, oh, I understand those shortcomings. Mm-hmm. And now we can communicate in a way where it's like, hey, you're doing that thing, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, no. Okay. Thank you. Let me check myself before I wreck myself. And then we can move on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I was just waiting for the heavy, heavy sigh.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what you have to do is I think you have to get on Hinge or Field, because I think the thing that people say they really like about Field is that it's very direct and it's like you know immediately. And you could literally be like, I am only looking for teachers. I am only looking for doughy teachers that are good people.
Right.
And see, like, honestly, like, I'm kind of not joking. I kind of want to see what type of, like, responses you get. Like,
I want to, like, pull my Hinge up right now and, like, see if I've gotten any likes recently. Let's see. So I'm pulling it up. Okay. I have 5 new likes. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, no. See, conservative. Done. Mm. We're done here. Not even, not even doing it. No. All right, hold up. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. This kid is 25.
Okay.
Okay. Analyst at a bank. Moderate. But I'm filing a complaint with Spotify for not having you as the hottest single of the week.
Absolutely not. I'm a hard no.
Wow. I don't even know if you can see these. These aren't very good photos anyway. But yeah, I'm just like, what?
I don't trust a banker. Like, no. Especially a banker with moderate views. I don't like that.
No. Oh, God. It's terrifying. The problem is, like, I don't know. Like, I can't. Everyone's pictures look so different from the one before it. And I'm like, you're not even consistent in photos. What do you look like actually?
No, I think this is so fair. It's truly like I've never gone on an online date. I've never done it. A few reasons. One, my mom definitely made me feel like I'd get murdered, which is like it's rare. I'm not gonna say it doesn't happen, but it's rare. But it, like, this is part of it. I was just like, there's just so much, I think, put on you, like, pressure to look a certain way, to have, like, this, like, perfect profile, and then vice versa. And then, like, what if you don't like what you see IRL? It's like, well, this was, you know, a waste of time. If we had seen each other before, we would have known.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah. And then you know if you have chemistry or not.
Yeah, because that's like again, not to go back to Aaron, but like we just talked after the show and it was like, oh, we're having like a good conversation. And actually I went to the bathroom and his friend Eric Silver was like, you should grab her number. Like, we were just going to leave. Like, I was gonna be like, okay, yeah. I'm goodbye now. Like, I would like to go home. I'm tired. And then when I came back from the bathroom, he was like, hey, can I get your number? And again, it's just right place, right time, right,
yeah,
like people in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just goes back to like we had a good conversation and it was like, yeah, let's try a day. Let's see what happens.
Totally.
Yeah. That's why I do like IRL. I do prefer
I prefer it, which is why these never last. That because I'm just like, I just get tired of it.
Mm-hmm. I know there needs to be like a meetup. Like, is Meetup, that company, still a thing where it's like, hey, I want to meet up with a group of people,
right,
and see if there's anyone that I spark with. Like, I just want to meet up.
I have a proposal.
Okay.
I was going to make something and post it on my Hinge profile that was like, come to this place at this time.
Okay.
And on this day, and bring a single friend.
Okay.
So it's kind of speed dating, I guess, but like skipping the sign up and everything and just coming and like hanging out at a place and seeing if anything happens.
Yeah. No, I think there's something there.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that reminds me. My friend did a speed date. Like, she hosted a speed dating thing. I wonder if she'll do another one. I'll let you know. She said
I tried speed dating. Like, well, that's good. I talked to a guy about Pokemon cards for 7 minutes and I was like, again, maybe, I don't think for me, not for me.
There was, and also not to bring up Sex and City, but there was an episode where it was like, hey, you bring someone that you dated
to this party. Yeah.
It gives me those type of vibes. I feel like there could be something there.
Yeah.
I honestly say do it. I think it would be interesting to be like, do this type of like social experiment of like, hey, we're all single. Bring someone else single. Let's just, you know, no pressure and like talk IRL.
Right. I'll try it. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, no, please let me know. Like, this sounds great.
Yeah.
It'll have to be your second episode. We'll have to hear what happened.
Right? Yeah, we'll have to do a little follow-up.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, well, no one showed up, but I got drunk, and so I had a great time. So
I had a blast.
I had a blast.
I know we're hitting close to an hour, and I know you have somewhere to be. So normally at the end, I ask, was there anything we didn't talk about that you wanted to talk about?
I don't think so. The only thing that's been, like, on my mind lately is, like, my straight male friends have been hitting on me.
Mm.
And I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it feels like a breach of our contract.
Yeah. It's like, we can just be friends. Like, I just want to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, is that very new?
It's, I mean, not necessarily, but it's also kind of like, man, you know, and like a lot of these people I work with too, where it's like, unless you're really sure, you should keep your mouth shut.
And you're like not attracted to any of them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's really hard. That's really good, because that just puts you in an awkward position too, because you know what they're thinking, and now you're like, well, if I do this, are they going to think I'm flirting? If I do that, are they going to take it the
like
wrong way?
Like this whole wall has like come down now, and I'm like, all right, well, that ruins that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You are kind of right. Of like, you got to know for sure that it's like mutual.
Yeah. Or you got to come at it like a grown up and be like, hey, it's fine if you are not on this page. I just would kick myself if I didn't say something.
Yep.
Would you ever want to fill in the blank? And then, all right, I'll never bring it up again.
Mm-hmm.
We're still friends. It's cool. But like, no, you know, that was not how it was done.
It's not how it was broached. And they're like bringing it up still.
Not still bringing it up, but like it was enough for me to be like, okay, well, that's we're not as free as we were before.
And it's like you said, it's like, well, now there's just this huge wall, like, and you can't get past it unless they're willing to be like, yeah, I'll never bring this up again. I'll never bring it up. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I wish I had any type of advice for that, but it's all on them. Like, it's like,
oh, totally.
Do better, y'all.
Exactly. Yeah. Read the room.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks because it's like you've done the work and so they've noticed it, right?
Maybe. And yeah, so. Or it's just like, or they're just, and like of all, of how much I run my mouth about how angry I am with men a lot of the time, does this just not apply to you?
Yeah, do they think they have a pass because you're friends?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But it's like, guys, I've talked about like how it feels to feel respected in like a creative space, and you're now putting me in the category with like every other person you see walk down the street that you're like, hey, what's up?
Mm-hmm. Are they comedians?
Like, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say, this makes more sense if they're comedians, but it still makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just stupid.
Well, we are going to do the teacher thing. And yes. You're going to do your Hinge party. And it's going to be part two. It's going to be the second episode. And it's going to be a fucking blast. I can't wait to hear about it. If anything comes out of it, if nothing comes out of it, a good set's going to come out of it.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%.
Oh my God. This was a great episode. How do you feel?
I feel great. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, of course. I'm so glad I finally got you on. I feel like I've been like, I'll get you on for years, and I never like followed through.
Oh no, it was so fun, and like that's how it goes.
Yay. Thank you guys for listening. Remember to rate, like, review, share, subscribe, go have fun, go masturbate. Maybe not to this episode, but just like in general, you know, I just feel like I always feel better if I'm having a funky day. The vibe comes out. The vibrator comes out. My favorite right now is Sweet Vibes. Just does the trick every damn time. If you want to go follow Amanda, go on Instagram to Amanda Vanos, AmandaVanos. And go watch all her amazing content and see where she's performing next. And I will see y'all in 2 weeks.